Is Ezekiel chapter 42. Ezekiel chapter 42, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then he brought me forth into the utter court, the way toward the north. And he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate place, and which was before the building toward the north. Before the length of 100 cubits was the north door, and the breadth was 50 cubits. Over against the 20 cubits, which were for the inner court, and over against the pavement, which was for the utter court, was gallery against gallery in three stories. And before the chambers was a walk of 10 cubits breadth inward, a way of 1 cubit, and their doors toward the north. Now the upper chambers were shorter, for the galleries were higher than these, than the lower, and than the midmost of the building. For they were in 3 stories, but had not pillars as the pillars of the courts. Therefore the building was straitened more than the lowest and the middlemost from the ground. And the wall that was without over against the chambers toward the utter court on the forepart of the chambers, the length thereof was 50 cubits. For the length of the chambers that were in the utter court was 50 cubits, and lo, before the temple were 100 cubits. And from under these chambers was the entry on the east side, as one goeth into them from the utter court. The chambers were in the thickness of the wall of the court toward the east, over against the separate place, and over against the building. And the way before them was like the appearance of the chambers which were toward the north, as long as they and as broad as they. And all their goings out were both according to their fashions, and according to the doors, and according to the doors of the chambers that were toward the south was a door in the head of the way, even the way directly before the wall toward the east, as one entereth into them. Then said he unto me, the north chambers and the south chambers, which are before the separate place, they be holy chambers, where the priests that approach unto the Lord shall eat the most holy things. And there shall they lay the most holy things, and the meat offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter therein, then shall they not go out of the holy place into the utter court, but there they shall lay their garments wherein they minister, for they are holy, and shall put on other garments, and shall approach to those things which are for the people. Now when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me toward the gate whose prospect is toward the east, and measured it round about. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 reeds, with the measuring reed round about. He measured the north side, 500 reeds, with the measuring reed round about. He measured the south side, 500 reeds, with the measuring reed. He turned to the west side and measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. He measured it by the 4 sides. It had a wall round about, 500 reeds long and 500 broad, to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so hope you got all that. It's a little confusing, I understand. Commentators are divided as to what we're looking at here in chapter 42. If we're looking at something else in addition to what we looked at in 41, or if we're looking in 42 at what we looked at in 41 from a different angle. I'm inclined to the latter opinion. This is still the same temple court. It's still divided into those sections, and we still have those buildings and the court and the fence round about it and the concourses and the galleries and those holy places that are in 3 stories, those little chambers that are built up for the places for the priests to minister, All of those are still there. We're just looking at it from a different angle and with a different aspect. And it is important why we're doing that. So this is the first thing, is that what we're doing now is looking at the same thing that we looked at in 41. That is, what is inside this fence that we see at the end of this chapter, that is 500, not cubits, 500 reeds. And one reed is how many cubits? Do you remember? Anybody? Six. And one cubit is how big? This is a special cubit. You remember how Ezekiel described it at the beginning in chapter 40? It is a cubit and a span. That's right, it's bigger than the other cubits. And of course, that is to talk about the expansiveness of the glory of this New Testament temple that that Ezekiel is describing here in visionary, in tropical, and in tropical. Yeah, I know. Sorry, I read too many hermeneutics books. We're not talking about, Pastor Dalton does have palm trees. It's not that kind of tropical. A trope. You know what a trope is? It's a symbol, it's a type, and so on. So in that kind of language, these are the kinds of things that he's relating. So 500 reeds, 500 times 12 is what? 60,000, right? 500 times 12 is 60,000, and 60,000 times about 2, right? So 120,000 feet by 120,000 feet is the square of the temple courtyard that he has described. Is that right?
I think you did inches.
All right. So if we have 6 times
12.
Okay, hold on just a second. One reed, 500 reeds, 500 times 6. Let's go back there. 500 times 6, 3,000. Okay, that's right. Then times 2. So 6,000 by 6,000. That's the dimension I want. That's right. Yeah, I multiplied by 12 when I shouldn't have. Okay, so 6,000 feet by 6,000 feet. So approximately, right, a mile and a quarter by approximately a mile and a quarter, or a mile and a tenth or so, right? Something like that. So all the way around this temple courtyard is a mile by a mile. We have to understand that we are being presented here with something that is typical, not something that is real. We're not going to build a mile by a mile wall around a new temple complex. But that this mile by mile, large as it is to show the great capacity of the New Testament temple being able to house people from what? Every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, with gates that face to the north, the south, the east, and the west. 500 reeds on each side. Okay? Secondly, as we are inside this temple complex, we have looked at it before. We look at it here again now from a different angle. And notice that what is brought to the fore here is all of the places to minister, all of the places for the holy things that belong inside the wall and not outside the wall. And so the priests have a place to change clothes. The priests have a place to minister among the holy things and to leave their holy garments inside the holy area. Holiness is being brought to the fore here. Before it was beauty and symmetry and so on and prayers. Now we have the sacrifices once again that are brought into view. And again, the sacrifices are given to a people in the Old Testament, such that we might understand that those sacrifices that we bring, maybe they are not the same kind of sacrifices, but they are no less holy. And so they are brought. And all of these little chambers that we see, there are 3 stories high of these little chambers. The wall of some of those buildings, instead of having pillars to hold it up, thickens. The wall thickens and the chambers, it says, they straighten, they become narrower. In some places, because this is a well-founded building. If it doesn't have a pillar to hold it up, it has a thickened wall to hold it up. This is the design of the prophet here. So he's talking about all of these things to tell us about the durability, the expansiveness, the glory, and the holiness, and the capacity for worship that the New Testament temple has. This is everything that's going on then in this 42nd chapter. So it's the same place that we saw in chapter 41. It's not a new place. It's just now we're turning around and we're looking at it from a different angle. We've gone to the south and we're looking toward the north. And we're doing that in order that we might see a different dimension, this greater expansiveness, more chambers, more places to house the holy things and the people that offer those holy things in this New Testament temple. And we're also to see its great expansiveness so that it has truly become a house of prayer for all nations to come to visit. Okay? So, again, we're not building a temple. This is not an architectural plan described in words. This is to speak about the days of the New Testament, the temple that Jesus himself builds, which is a temple that is expansive, it is for all the nations, and it is holy, and it is given a great capacity to conduct the worship services. All right? Thus ends the reading then of Ezekiel chapter 42.